Hey guys, hey, my name is Vivian.
And I'm Bo.
And this is
Hired Thoughts.
Before we get into anything, I actually want to I do want to bring something up. I don't know if it's like relating to the podcast or anything, but I really can't fathom the fact that this whole Amber shit. You slurping, bitch? It's this whole Amber shit. Like, oh, says the lawyer who says the man that made everyone believe he has scissors for hands. Like, are you really fucking quoting Edward Scissorhands? Because, bitch, you know how dumb as fuck you sound?
No, for real, because, bitch, that was a fucking movie about a made-up character.
That was like 90. That was 95, the year that I was born.
You think anyone would have believed if he had scissors for fucking hands? How would that even be humanly possible to move the fucking scissors to cut shit?
I honestly just want to know, like, what's going on in her mind. Because that shit pisses.
I mean, she's a narcissist. She doesn't even know like, what's going on in her own mind.
But it's like, bitch, come on. Like, you. No one is that stupid.
She is.
Well, I'll take a hit to that, because...
No, oh! But...
Sorry, I almost dropped the lighter, guys.
No, yeah. That bitch, she weird, like... Objection?
Hearsay? Lack of foundation?
Like, even the jury said that they felt uncomfortable with her keep answering towards them, like...
Well, yeah, you got her fucking bug eyes just like... fucking straining her eyes, like her eyes are gonna, like her eyes are gonna fucking pop out of her sockets, like fuck, dude, just fucking
right in the eyes,
right. Just get the two fingers, like a little.
Just like, no, Ms. Vasquez, I auditioned for the movie myself. This is the only time she looked at her, and the only time she was probably talking.
It was probably like twice that she looked at her, but let's not get into that. This is Hired Thoughts, not Amber Turd.
That part.
Oh my god, Lord. Excuse me, guys. Well, before we get into any topics today, I just want to ask you guys, our listeners, a very important question, because it that's what grinds my gears.
Oh god. What grinds your gears?
Bitch, we made this podcast for y'all, okay? All we ask is to answer our questions.
I'm looking in.
Because I just feel like we're talking to people and they're just, like, ignoring us. Like, you know how when there's people talking and then you try to talk and then they're, like, no one's paying attention so you just stop talking?
That's how I feel.
That's what it feels like. Oh. That's what it feels like. It feels like they're just like, oh, okay, and then they just go on to another conversation.
I'm dead.
Just love me.
Follow our Instagram and, you know, support our Patreon. So... even just email us on our website, you know, your responses to our thought of the day, send in your stoner etiquette.
Exactly. You guys can also put
interact with each other, y'all.
Interact?
Interact?
What'd you say?
Interact?
I thought you said, what?
Let's interact with each other, y'all.
Oh, I thought that's you said interwhack. I was like,
what?
Hold on. We ain't even that high yet. Yeah, you guys can just email us. You guys can put the question that we answered in the the subject line, and then answer your question. If you guys have stories, you guys can just be like, whatever, you know, we put in the subject.
Yeah, tell us your
stories. Stoner stories. Mm-hmm. But that's my...
That's
what grinds my gears. I'm talking to y'all, and you guys are just ignoring me, and I'm just going to be
she's
like...
She's just like a little kid in a corner.
That is
she's
true.
She's
I'm not that short.
Vivian, yeah, you are.
Okay, for the people that know me, do not email me and say, yeah, you are, because I'm not. I'm 5. What, 5 feet? 5 foot?
You're 5 years old?
Was it 5 feet? 5 foot? Same shit, right?
You're 5 foot tall.
Yep, 5 foot tall. Mm-hmm.
You know what grinds my gears? When broke-ass motherfuckers steal the lighters.
Bitch.
Or any pipe.
Who steals bongs?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, bitch! You want to talk about grinding your gears?
Well, technically I was helping my friend clean out her garage, and on the side of the garage that I was cleaning, there happened to be, like, this silicone bong.
Okay. And the one, like, that you have had?
Yeah, the one I have.
I fucking dead. You, I mean, thief.
She was like, oh, that's probably my brother. She's like, put it back, and then we can smoke out of it. And I was like, okay, so then we finished cleaning her garage. And then, you know, we smoked in my car, and she was like, I'm going to leave it in here because I don't want them to know that I found it, because they probably forgot about it. Because it was, like, underneath, like, a mountain of fucking clothes and shit.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, and then I left it in my car, and then I moved out
here. Oh, shit. She's like, where's the bong? And you're like, gone.
Right, I'm like, this is for me.
This is for me. Please.
It's called, Finders Keepers, bitch.
I'm really over here like, what is it called?
It's called Finders Keepers.
Oh my god, that's fucking funny.
Same rule applies to whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Okay, so hold on. No, bitch. Now you're grinding my gears. Like, for real. So you're saying that if you find a lighter that belongs to someone, you're gonna say Finders Keepers? Oh, shit.
Well, no, okay, wait, no.
Bitch.
No, because lighters and, well, I guess it's not expensive.
Bongs are, well, depending where you're getting your bong and how good the quality is, they're like, expensive.
It was given expensive. To me.
The bong?
The bong. Technically, she left it in her car. It's not like I stole it, but I technically did. I don't know.
I'm fucking dead.
It's mine now, so no, but with lighters, I mean,
they're like $1.99, bitch.
I give the lighters back. I don't just be like, ooh, that's a cute lighter, let me steal it. No.
Ooh, not
unless, like, I see it around the house, I'm like, all right, we'll find her keepers.
Okay, well,
in
yeah,
that that's, sense, it's yeah. true. And that's what, well, I did. If I cleaned their house.
I'm just kidding, bitch.
Okay, if it's in your house, then it's yours? Is that what you're about to say?
No. Yes.
I fucking hate you.
Whatever's in this house is mine. It's my house.
Too, because I'm your sister, so it counts.
And you kind of pay rent.
It's both of us.
It's, yeah, for real.
We're sharing.
For now. Until she moves away. She's going to move away, y'all. But that's not the point.
But yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, no, dude. Fuck, dude. No. There was a question I saw, I think I heard, or I don't know. It was Reddit. It popped up on my fucking, like, my Google, or just popped up as my notifications. And it was like, what's your favorite odd thing to do while you're high? And I was sitting there, and I was just like, what is my favorite odd thing to do while I'm high? And I think I was sitting there, and I just picked up my phone, and I went through Instagram, mm-hmm. and I was just looking at, like, just random shit, and then I realized when I'm high, I watch Korean ASMRs. ASMRs?
ASMRs?
Yeah. It can't be anything else. It has to be
just
Korean.
Just Korean?
Just straight Korean.
How do you know they're Korean, though?
Chinese, Japanese, like,
I fucking hate you.
Mineys.
Vivian, I fucking hate you.
They look Korean!
I don't mean it. They are
Korean. Okay, most of them are Korean, I think. I'm sorry, I'm not racist. I just... Asians, bitch.
The mukbangs. If you see with the mukbangs...
Oh, yeah, then it's Korean.
Yeah, mukbangs are Korean.
Yeah, yeah, then I...
Is that what you do? Watch people eat? That's your ASMR?
It's the crunch. It's like the crunch of, like, the mushroom.
Oh,
it's like...
no.
Or like the little... Was it when they eat on seafood? The little orange balls? Or was it eggs?
Ooh. Yeah, like the caviar stuff?
Yeah, but I like the crunchiness for some reason. I like the sound.
Oh, God, no. I fucking hate... Really? I don't like listening to people eat. Like, one time BTS did a commercial for this really good-looking coconut chicken or coconut shrimp, whatever the fuck.
I think you showed me.
And they were eating this bitch in slow motion. And that shit just made me, like, cringe, like, fucking shivers all over my body. Like, I hate listening to that. And Gracie would fucking send it to me every other, like, 4 months or, like...
Oh,
like,
hell no.
Let me forget it, and then she'll send it to me again.
I'm fucking dead.
She hates me.
She hates me. She's all like, here, I'm mad at you.
She's like, here, enjoy your fucking chicken, bitch.
Enjoy your fucking chicken. Watch a man eat these chicken.
I can't watch those.
No, well, I mean, obviously there's a difference from, like, ASMR videos, but for some reason it's just... The Koreans, they just have more crunchy shit, and I'm like, Like, oh, like in a Ratatouille, you know, she was like, oh, it... No, what did she say about the bread? She was like, bitch! She was like, how can you tell if it's a good bread? Not by the look or the taste, but the sound. And she goes, bitch! Yo, I, like, that shit, when I first watched the movie, I was like, ooh.
I was like,
chill. No,
low-key, yeah. Hey, did I ever tell you when I saw that movie with Dad at the, I want to say, the Grove?
Oh, my God. How do you remember that?
Because I remember it, and then I saw,
That was fucking...
What's his name? The black guy from...
Oh,
from How I Met Your Mother. The gay brother?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw him. He was walking out of the same theater... And Dad was like, hey, look. So I looked, and, well, it was him. And I was like, come on, let's go take a picture. And then he was like, no, like, look at him. He's carrying his daughter on his shoulder. Like, let's not bug him. And I was like, okay. And then we just left. And I was like, God damn, can you even carry my shoulder, too?
I can't even talk.
I'm fucking
dead. You'd be like the little kid from Shrek where he was like, I love you, Daddy.
I love you, Daddy.
But you're going to be like, you're going to be like, carry me, Daddy.
Carry me, Daddy.
Holy fuck, dude.
I'm so sad they took it off Netflix.
They did?
Yes.
Isn't it on Hulu?
No.
What? The first one?
Girl, don't tell me that, because I will watch it again.
This bitch is literally Shrek is love, Shrek is life. Okay. Like, that's her.
That was a long time ago.
But that's now. What you mean? That's still now. It's today.
Yeah. Everybody, Shrek-sy.
Shrek-sy, you're stupid.
Oh, yeah, back to your question.
What
was your question?
Oh, what is your favorite odd thing to do while you're high? Surprised I even remember that.
Sometimes on my For You page on TikTok, there will be, like, these car simulators. Like, the ditches and going over the mountains and shit. I don't know why, but I will sit through all 3 minutes... Of cars fucking, just crashing and just flying in the air to things.
I fucking did.
Yeah. That's all right. Or, like, those prank guys, like Mr. Beast. I don't follow him on anything.
I don't think I've seen
him. I don't even subscribe to his YouTube channel, but I always find him on my Facebook.
Who's this?
Mr. Beast. He's a guy, like, who did the Squid Games reenactment with all the fans
from all over
the world or whatever.
I think so.
And he, like... goes on on other people's live streams and fucking's like, oh, if you do this while you're gaming, then I'll donate 10,000 to you. And they do it and win, and then he'll fucking give him the 10,000.
Come to our show.
I don't know why it pops up, but I'm like, hey, this guy's cool. Or like the people that drop big ass bowling balls from
I'm
like
fucking.
Oh
my god! And it's the slow motion.
Yeah, it's the slow motion.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think mine's weird.
My shit.
That's not weird, though. That's like comedy. Actually,
the car simulator is comedy. It's funny.
That's funny.
I'd be like dead, double dead.
Homicide.
Broken.
Oh my god, dude. I fucking love that movie. What is it?
Surf's Up.
Surf's Up. Damn, Shia LaBeouf.
I can feel it in my nuggets.
He's a hey man. He really digs you.
I love
Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe's hell. I think everybody's Chicken Joe. If you guys are Chicken Joe, say.
Yeah, man.
Or tag us, hashtag Chicken Joe.
Right, hashtag
Chicken, Chicken Joe. Joe. Higher Thoughts Podcast. Oop, just saying. But
yeah,
I'm a Chicken Joe. But I'm a Todd from BoJack.
I'm fucking dead. I was like, there's a Todd in
Surf's Up. What? No, in BoJack, he just fucking randomly just pulls out a fucking blanket and pillow and just knocks the fuck out. Man, that was me. That was me fucking a couple years ago.
I'm dead.
I know.
So, like, let's make a Halloween store in January. But only January. No other month. Like,
dude, yes, BoJack is depressing.
It's funny, actually. I watched it, like, 9 times.
Let's do that? Like, let's build a Halloween store in January?
I'm dead.
I'm genuinely asking you.
Let's make a Halloween store that's open all year round, bitch. I'm not just opening up in January for no reason.
They're going to be like, how you...
Why am I going to spend money in January after Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, back to back?
God damn. That's kind of ghetto. I'm like, that's kind of ghetto.
In January. Like, what the fuck?
You never know, bitch. People just be like, here's money. I'm like... Where are you getting that shit from? Because I'm broke. Feed me. Or is it feed me? Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. She said, I feed a sentence, I suppose.
Fucking hold these little finger mustache. Oh, I can't even talk. I'm fucking stuttering.
Okay. My thotty of the day.
We're not talking about Belle here.
You fucking bitch. I was going to say that about you.
Oh!
My thought
I'm
is
a child
the
of
day.
God. No. Child of God. Okay.
No, you're not. Nope.
Thought of the day, Belle?
It's when's the last time you got paranoid?
When's the last time? Bitch, that's every time. That's right now. You have no idea. Like, my heart's racing. Like, for some reason, I'm like, not paranoid, more like anxious. I get anxiety. Like, I am only comfortable smoking at home. And that's if it's you or Ronnie or, like, you know, people that we usually smoke with.
Yeah.
But if it's outside, I'm like,
no,
I don't know you. You give me anxiety. Like,
I'm
just.
When I hit the wax pen and people smell it, I try to, like, reach for my vape pen to hit it and, like, diffuse the smell with the flavor. Because I get kind of paranoid, like, when I'm smoking in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do that.
But, mm-mm. I don't know. I wouldn't say, like, every time.
That's me every day.
every moment of my waking life. I'm just kidding.
Every moment of my waking hour. Bitch, I don't wake up with an anxiety. I'm like, about to have another panic attack.
I fucking hate you.
Hey, yeah, shit,
Vivian
bro.
Needs to calm down before she have another one.
No, on the show.
Vivian.
I'm sorry, y'all. That was literally me, like, 2 weeks ago. Was it last week?
It was literally last week.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Yeah, bitch, that's every day. I'm sorry. There's, like... Yeah, that's why, when we go out, mm-hmm. like, I don't smoke, because I just get paranoid. I just feel like everyone's watching, and especially, like, when a cop pulls up, I'm, like, so obvious, back straight, hands just there, like, not moving my head, not even just normal. I'm just like, I fucking hold my breath,
in
too.
In the passenger.
Yeah, in the fucking passenger seat. I'm like, fucking shaking and shit, and then they go, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, that's me anytime a cop comes in general.
I think that's...
My no tags have...
Bitch, no tags. Bitch.
Anyway, beside the point.
No wonder they be on your ass.
Some. Knock on wood, bitch.
That's right. Oh my god.
But I would say my last paranoia session, I guess, was for EDC. When I snuck the blunts in through my hair and they broke.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to perform surgery for, like, 10 minutes. And during that 10 minutes, like, I was just shaking and trembling in fear.
What the fuck?
I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt my heart fucking racing. Ugh. Like, I just seen...
Just you telling me is giving me, like...
Yeah. I just seen, like, a whole bunch of security guards, like, run down the bleachers we were sitting at. And then I just see, like... Officers, like, ossifers, walking the racetrack or whatever, and mm-hmm. then I see another one, like, a group of fucking securities, like, running far away, like, I didn't even, like, think about it, but
dead.
I was like, there's a bunch of security, like, I'm fucking
that would
trembling
give me
and shaking, like, I was on my tippy toes.
Oh,
and,
okay, yeah.
You know, it was just like, making my fucking legs shake, like, a lot, like, where I was, like, fucking shaking my phone and the leaves, like, falling, I'm like, oh my god, okay. Let me sit back. Let me calm down. So I put my phone down. I put my legs down flat on the floor. And I, like, was able to calm down. I told Gracie, my cousin, I was like, dude, like, I just had the word, like, I just had so much anxiety right now. And this bitch fucking turns over to me. And she's like, Oh, dude, I forgot you were right there. I was like, bruh, I'm having, like, a little panic attack, and you're not even, like...
She's like, cool.
She's like, well, I'm just looking out, like, I'm like, you just see all those fucking people walking down the stairs.
Looking out, she was looking everywhere, like, everywhere but you. It's like, you...
She wasn't in the zone.
She wasn't in the zone.
I would say that was, like...
Zone.
Out of the zone.
She was out of the zone.
I would say, like... That was the most recent, but besides a little paranoid, like, oh, where the cops at? Okay, they're not around, all right.
I fucking... Sorry, if you guys hear heavy breathing, it's not me, I promise, it's my dog. Her name's Moro. It's Moro.
Why do you say it like that?
Come on.
Moro. Hi, Mori.
We have this neighbor, and... You know,
really cool dude.
Yeah, he's like a chill dude. And every time we go out there, he's always saying it by, come, like, he'll say, come here, Moro. Like,
come here, Moro.
Yeah, like, he's like a country man, I guess. So he sounds like with a country accent and shit. He's like, come here, oi, oi. Like, come here, Moro. It's so funny. But.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, sorry.
This bitch. Out of control.
That's besides the point. I'm just really high right now. Just blabbering.
I'm sorry about that, guys. But do you have a thought of the day, Vivian?
Thought of the day. You know what? I had one, but I totally forgot. And I think I mentioned it to you, what I was going to say, but it just fucking totally slipped my mind. I'm so high right now.
Vivian, we barely started smoking. You better keep it going.
I know, bitch. That's why I'm trying to fucking remember what I said. What's your thought of the day? Forget
my thought of the day. You know, give me a second. It's coming to me.
This bitch.
What's your favorite stoner movie? Oh wait, no, I already said it. I can't take it back.
Well. Either Half Baked or Undercover Brother.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry. Undercover Brother is so fucking funny to me.
You know what? I seen the picture you have posted on our Instagram, and I was like, I don't know if I watched that movie. But then, like, dead. I was, like, really looking at the guy in the, well, the main uh-huh. person, and I was like, oh, no, I love this
bitch,
movie. We need to watch it again. That would be
fucking
so fucking funny.
I love that movie. Undercover Brother is such a fucking funny movie. I love it.
But I feel like I would have to, like, continuously smoke throughout the movie because... What? If I'm smoking and then I stop and we're watching a movie, you best believe I'm gonna go to sleep.
Oh. You're lame. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna lie, I'd be doing that shit too.
Exactly.
But see, only if I'm, like, drinking too. If I'm drinking and smoking, then, yeah, I'll end up fucking falling asleep. But if I'm just smoking and the movie's really good, then yeah, I'll stay up and watch it. But other than that, I'm like, fucking put him in a coffin.
What the heck? I was literally trying to say that, but I couldn't find the words.
Oh my god.
Put him in a coffin.
Let me just throw myself across. Let me just throw myself across this table.
Oh fuck.
Yo, I would not bend this table at all.
I miss Vine so bad.
Oh, dude, Vine was the shit. Vine was really funny.
I don't even know why they stopped.
Ha, what kind of Chili's?
Adam. Oh, that's
the piece of that guy. Dude. Adam.
That sucks.
That shit was funny.
I
would tell you guys my thought of the day, but I am completely out of blank, nor can I think of one. But I'm just going to throw something out there to maybe, I don't know, give me an idea. I got nothing. Give us your thought of the day.
I think I gave you like 3 thoughts.
Oh my god, did you?
I think so.
Oh shit. Damn. Alright.
We can go. You know what grinds my gears, Vivian?
What? No, bitch. What? Really? What grinds your gears? Because I want to know.
Over slobbering while rolling the blunt. Oh. Having a wet ass blunt trying to smoke it.
No, dude.
That's what I hate.
That's a hard pass. If you roll blunts,
keep your saliva to a minimum.
To a minimum?
A minimum. It's like a small dosage.
Oh. Minimum. No, bitch. I can't. I can't do blunts anymore. Like,
I love blunts, but I don't be slobbering all over that.
Oh, dude.
That's so gross.
I know someone like that, too.
My friend, she would just lick the whole ass... Well, my roommate, I guess. Ex-roommate. Would lick the whole ass paper, warm it up a little bit.
Yeah. Ugh, I can't. Stop.
And then roll it, and then, like, lick fucking... While damn, she's bitch. Closing it. And then lick the whole... Like, ugh! I don't know why I smoke with her. I was like, fuck it, she's rolling the blunt.
Oh, I don't know God, how to roll. It's so bad.
But that's why I had to force myself, bitch. I wasn't gonna fucking be smoking her soggy-ass blunts anymore.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, nah, girl, I'm good.
I forced myself how to roll just to not smoke the blunts.
I'd just be like...
We can smoke at the same time, hey!
I'd be like, nah, girl, pass.
Nah, you gonna pass on the hit?
Yes.
True, it was in the middle of COVID times, yeah.
That's what got COVID.
Bitch, wait, that was way after.
She said, bitch, wait.
I think it COVID until way after.
Oh my God, people catch COVID. Just kidding.
Like you wasn't dying this year from COVID, Vivian.
Bitch.
Shut up.
I was like depressed. I was like,
she was like sick for like the whole week and a half.
I was a whole bitch felt like 3 years. I was cleaning my room, and as soon as I would lay down, my body would ugh, bitch. I fucking hated it.
I'm dead.
My poor baby had it too. Ugh, my little baby.
Little baby sharing everybody's water and shit. Jiggy. Gracie fucking shared his water.
Oh my lord. Everyone kissing him and shit, like, God.
I know, we're all passing the baby around, like, here!
Yeah! Oh, no.
Look, it's Sia!
I mean, I'm glad that he didn't get sick.
Yeah.
But that's not besides the point. Sorry, we're getting, like, way off fucking topic. Oh my God.
You know what's so funny to me?
Hmm?
The plot holes in Disney movies.
Don't go there.
No, wait.
No.
Because in Coco, all this little boy had to do
was
show Hector the fucking picture of Mama Imelda and fucking Mama Coco. All he had to do was from the beginning, as soon as he met this fool, he could have just been like, what? Look. I'm trying to find the guy who's playing this guitar.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. I did not fucking think of... Well, let's see. Yeah.
And he was like, this guitar, this fool's playing it. What's his name? Ernesto de la yeah. Cruz. This fool's playing it.
Ernesto.
And he's my grandpa, so take me there. And then Hector would have been like, no, like, little dude.
No, little dude. Here, hold this. I give you my blessing, bitch. And flick it at him, bitch. Right, here, don't forget my photo.
But get my family back together.
But no, he wanted to wait till last minute.
Right.
Like.
I was so annoyed. I mean, the movie was great the first and second, and like probably up to the fifth time I watched it. But every time I watch it after,
oh
I'm like,
God.
I find new ones where I'm like, fucking Miguel could have just did this instead. Like,
right.
But I guess that's just the adult in me talking about a kid's movie.
I forgot who I was talking to. It was someone at work. And I told her, like, oh, I watched, I don't know what movie it was. I think it was Luca.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking coming out of fucking blank. Well, anyways, I was telling her, and she was just like, girl, what? And I was like, you see what I mean? And she was just like, I think the same way, too. And I was like, see, we're not the only ones. So.
What's another one? I think in Encanto.
Bitch.
I don't know. I don't know.
It started from the grandma. Just kidding.
It's low-key, though. It's about, it's the drama. It's the grandma's fault.
It's the grandma's fault. But they want to give us that fantasy where they apologize. And that's fucking hurtful. Like... What you mean this grandma gets to say, I'm sorry, and what about mine? Can you convince her?
Right.
Well, I mean, my grandma's nice. She loves us, but I'm just saying, like, in general, for those mean Mexican old grandmas, because I know some of them.
True.
Yikes. Scary.
Fuck, I'm drawing a blank to another fucking Disney movie. I had it here in my notes. Got deleted.
Bet you're always... Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Higher Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Go follow us on our socials. If you follow us on our Instagram, at Higher Thoughts. That's THOTS. _420?
Oh.
420 underscore, sorry. And then right there we have our link to our link tree to go watch any of our episodes.
Any of our episodes.
To watch them at or mm-hmm. listen to them at. But yeah, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.